Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, everyone, and I hope you're all doing well today on this Friday, July 18th. It is noontime here on the East Coast, so I am happy to have you joining me here and hope the weather is as gorgeous where you are as it is here today. I am Mandy Rosniak of Inner Winning Coaching, and I am here today to talk to you about being 100% energetically engaged. And you're probably thinking, well, what the heck does that mean? And we will be getting into that in a little bit. But just to get your spirits up and get that energy up, that's what we're going to be getting into today. So I hope you're ready to dive in and join me about what it's going to be to learn about being 100% energetically engaged. As I said, I'm Mandy Rosniak, and my coaching business is Inner Winning Coaching. And if you would like some more information on me or how you can get in touch with me after the show, my website is www.coachmandy.com. I am on Facebook at Inner Winning Coaching, and I'm also on Twitter at Life Coach Mandy. So I'd love to have you follow me on Twitter or join me on Facebook, which again, Facebook is Inner Winning Coaching, and on Twitter I am at Life Coach Mandy. So what I do is I am a sports performance specialist in core performance dynamics. And I help athletes eliminate distractions, increase their confidence, and overcome all those internal and external challenges to performance that can bring out their true power and potential to play at a level they never believed possible. And I really, really love doing this. I used to be a college softball coach, and one of the things that I loved working with my athletes on was not only just helping them engage and be the best they could be on the field, but also doing everything they could to be their best off the field. And when I discovered the life coaching and learned more about this life coaching, that I could bring the two components together and be able to help them or help anyone actually get more out of themselves on a bigger scale each and every day, I knew that was like exactly what I wanted to do and the perfect fit. So that's when I transitioned away from being a day-to-day college skills coach, and I got into life coaching by going through, I found the IPEC coaching program, which is the Institute for Professional Excellence in Coaching. It's one of the top-rated programs in the country, and I was very excited to be a part of that, which was a very extensive 10-month coaching program. And one of the things to point out is the fact that nowadays what I have run into is people, you know, they say, what do you do? And they say, I'm a life coach. And I work. And what I've found is that people either know what life coaching is or they have no idea. So we're still on that cusp of really doing a lot of education about what it is we do and what we can help people with. But why I'm bringing that out and the point I'm looking to make is that in the life coaching field, there are programs out there where you can become a life coach in just 2 days by doing something over the internet, or you can do and get involved with a program such as I was with, as like I said, with IPEC, which was a 10-month program, 350-plus hours of training, 120 hours in-person training, so it wasn't just something where we were online. We were had 4 3-day weekend, highly intensive training programs. So my background in coming to you today is from a place of a great education, a great passion for what I do, and loving to help people, you know, bring out the best in themselves, whether it's just a general area in their life, whether it's somewhere in the business field, or, like I said, with the athletes that I work with, which is the primary area of people I work with. But like I said, the work I do can cross many lines and be very, very effective for anyone. So a lot of what I get into is I get into various topics that go beyond the skills and drills of sport, and many of those concepts and discussions are still beneficial to everyone and not just athletes. And as I mentioned before, today I'm going to be discussing what it means to be 100% energetically engaged. And this concept comes from one of the 10 core disciplines, which is part of the core performance dynamics program that I use with my athletes to help them reach and always play to their full potential. Now, what is core performance dynamics? To tell you a little bit more about it, it's a brand new program that is part of the IPEC coaching school, and I'm very honored to have been one of the first 25 in the class to bring this changing program out to athletes. This program focuses on learning about your energy and how that energy affects performance. And what's really, really great about it is in the IPEC coaching program, we focus on core energy as well. But this really gets into a lot more detail in regards to strictly with performance potential and performance mastery and things like that. So it's a very exciting program. The reason behind it and why it's so exciting is because there's a lot of different things out there that get into working on the mind and the mental game. But this program goes deeper because it focuses on, again, learning about your energy and how that energy affects performance. Because as we know, if it were only about skill, then we'd all just be lined up, you know, based on physical ability, and there'd be little room because at some point skill can only take us so far. We've all seen that. We've all been around these people in our lives or athletes that we've seen and watched who have all these physical attributes or have all this talent, but that only takes them so far because there always seems to be some other intangible, something else that goes along with creating our success. Because understanding physical attributes can only take you so far. We can't grow taller. We can't get much faster or increase that vertical jump by very much. There is physical training we can do that, you know, can enhance some of these factors, but they can only take us so far. But what we absolutely have control over is our energy and our mindset. And this is where the Core Performance Dynamics Program is like no other. By understanding performance energy, you can take your game to a level you didn't even know was possible. So what exactly is Core Performance Dynamics? Well, basically, if you look at it, the C-O-R in the core is the heart or the most essential part. The E in the word core stands for energy. And then when you look at performance, it's your level of mastery within your sport. And then dynamics is the connection and interplay between the inner and outer forces that determine your success. So Core Performance Dynamics is a complete system that gets to the core of what creates top performance in both sports and life. So again, even though this is a program that really, really focuses on athletes, it is something that is transferable and can be used with anyone who is looking to just bring out their best and master whatever it is they do, whether you're a musician performer, whether you're someone in the business world that's looking to continue to climb the ladder, you're a dancer or any kind of, you know, actress, actor, anything where performance, which is what we basically do every day, we are out there performing in our work, performing in our hobbies and the things we're looking to do. Any of those areas are about performance, and the Core Performance Program could really help you. So basically understanding that the higher your overall energy, the more energy there is available to perform any activity. So as I just mentioned, that's why this crosses over so many lines, because the higher that energy is, the more available to perform any activity you're going to be able to have. So the more available energy you have, the higher the potential for extraordinary performance. So within this program, we have 10 core disciplines that are the foundation for building a long-term life philosophy and also a way of being that resonates at high levels of energy, which therefore are going to make you less likely to experience energy drains in the first place. So all the disciplines are intertwined and to some extent dependent on each other. And I'm going to be going over the different disciplines over several different shows. But today, again, we're looking at being 100% energetically engaged. So you might be thinking to yourself, okay, what that mean and what's all this talk about energy? Well, one of the things in the Core Performance Dynamics Program and in the Core Energy Coaching that we do at IPEC is there are two levels of energy to look at. There is anabolic energy and then there's catabolic energy. And basically, very quickly, catabolic energy is that kind of energy that is draining, it beats us down, it sucks the life out of us. It's where we physically feel drained, we emotionally feel drained, and it's that stuff that just, you know, sort of beats us up and that energy that pulls everything out of us and we're not able to be very engaged, we're not able to be very up. It's just that stuff, like I said, sucks the life out of you. Where anabolic energy is very building, it builds us up, it enhances how we're feeling, it's very we're very energetically engaged, which is, again, what we're going to be talking about today. And like I said, it's a building up kind of energy. It's that energy that really, really makes us feel like we a very much a can-do attitude. And those are the two energy sets that we have running through us. And I'm not going to go into too much detail here, but there's 7 levels of energy that we work with here at the Core Performance Dynamics Program. And the first 2 levels of energy are our level 1 and our level 2 energies, which are considered to be primarily catabolic energies. And level 1 energy really deals with a lot of why me, poor me, how come this always happens to me, what we call victim energy. Level 2 is deals with more of conflict and anger and, you know, why did you do this to me? And I can't believe that, you know, this is what happened and to me, and I'm going to come back and I'm going to get you. There's a lot of revenge energy in that. And those are the 2 primary catabolic energies that surface in our lives. And they all serve a purpose. That's one of the things to understand. First of all, the energy that we have flows through us throughout the day, the 7 levels of energy. It's like the stock market. We're up, we're down, you know, we have a steadiness, and at the end of the day, we have this sense of energy that sort of resonates through us. And like I said, we have the good times, the bad times, all those kinds of things. So those levels of energy resonate through us at all these different factors. And so then we've got level 3 energy, which is where we start to come to more of a place of where we are rationalizing and we tolerating things. This is where we start to shift into catabolic energy, because now we're starting to be like, well, you know, what I'm doing today is good enough, so that's okay. You know, I'm all right with what's going on, and, you know, we sort of look for answers that, you know, allow us to be like, well, that's okay. I can handle that. That's not too bad. And it's, you know, a sense of responsibility. We have a level of forgiveness and a lot of cooperation. And then we move on up to level 4 energy, which is now a lot more anabolic, and it comes from a place of concern, of compassion, of service for others. And the core thought, like I said, is concern, and it's about selflessness, and it's about taking care of other people, and teamwork, and loyalty. And so that's the level 4 energy. And then when we get into level 5 energy, this is what we call the win-win level. This is the place where it's about reconciliation. We want to come from a place of peace, where it's about acceptance, and it's about looking for opportunities, actually, in anything that's going on with us. When something happens, we try to figure out, okay, well, this might be a bad thing, but what can I learn from it? What can I create from this? What can I make better from it? So it's about, like I said, like a win-win energy. It's about turning in a negative into a positive, about finding what opportunities we can gain from this. Then there's level 6 energy, which is about synthesis and joy and wisdom, and we feel like we're connected to everyone and everything around us, and we don't really judge very much. There's very, very little judgment, and we wake up every day just being happy and excited that we're alive, and life itself is just an opportunity, and we're just really, really ready to just take on the day and whatever comes our way. And then we have level 7 energy, which is the highest level of energy, which is most people might think, well, that's where I want to be. I want to be at the highest level of energy all the time. And level 7 energy is about non-judgment, absolute passion. It's a place of creation. It's where a lot of ideas will come from. A lot of people who are inventors and creators do resonate at a level 7 place on quite a regular basis, because, there's, like I said, it's a lot of creation. And we take very much the big picture view in regards to, we're not really fixated on any outcome. We're just, again, being part of the experience, and we try to create something out of nothing and all these kinds of things. So that's just a quick overview of the 7 levels of energy, and understanding that in this core energy, this core performance aspect, what it is that we're getting at, what it is we're talking about when we get into and talk about, you know, the energy aspect. So, again, as I said, basically understanding that the higher your overall energy, the more energy there is available for you to perform whatever it is you're about to do. And that's why I said this is so exciting, because, and all this information crosses so many lines, because whatever it is you're about to do, whatever you're going to be engaged in, you want to be able to come at it from the highest level that you possibly can, from the most excitement, from the most positivity, from the most anabolic place as possible. And as I said, with all these disciplines, they're all intertwined, and today we're going to really be just getting into that 100% being energetically engaged. And this really is about the ability to perform. Not simply, the ability to perform is not simply about creating the most anabolic energy. It's about engaging that energy and putting it to work. So as I already quickly explained the energy levels very, very quickly, and as I said, that was a very, very quick aspect of it. And one of the things, too, is we have a energy assessment, the Energy Leadership Index Assessment, which if anyone was interested and wanted to actually learn about their energy levels and learn how they resonate and how they react under stress and how they show up on a day-to-day basis, that is available to you. And if you're interested, you could contact me more to be able to do an energy assessment. But, again, understanding that that would be something that we would go much more deeply into all the different levels of energy, as far more than what I explained today here. But as I was just saying, is that it's not simply about creating the most anabolic energy. It's about engaging that energy and putting it to work in order to have that highest and greatest performance. And an athlete that is committed to this process of performance will be completely and 100% energetically engaged in it. And when you're 100% energetically engaged, you're willing, able, bought in, and you're motivated to do whatever it is you're about to do. Think about this. Think about the last time you had to go do something. You were getting ready to go to practice. This shows up a lot of times with athletes in practice, is they have a practice that they're getting ready to go to, and you know, maybe they're a little extra tired today, or maybe they had, if it's an athlete that's still in school, you know, they didn't have a really good day in the classroom, or maybe you're a weekend warrior and you are triathlete and you're looking to go on a training for your sport, and you're getting ready to go, and you know, you're just like thinking, okay, I've got to go do this today because I got to continue working, improving, and doing what I can to get better. But you're not really all there. You're not 100% bought in. Maybe you're distracted. Maybe you're thinking about the day you just had. Or maybe you're frustrated because you're not as rested as you wanted to be when you're going into this training. That right there is going to be already taking your energy away from your ability to be engaged in what it is you're going to be doing. And if you're not 100% engaged in what you're doing, then it's going to detract from your ability to perform at the level that you're most able to perform at. Whenever you're doing anything, you want to be working at your highest potential all the time. You want to be as consistent as possible all the time. And when you're not 100% energetically engaged, you are going to be detracting from what it is your performance potential is. So understanding that 100% engaged means that you're attracted to what you're doing, you're pleased by it, you're emotionally involved with it, and you're excited by it. And that's not to say you might not be excited about the practice you're about to have or about the situation you're about to be involved in, but again, maybe there is something detracting from your energy that is pulling you away from it. And it's affecting your commitment a little bit. You're showing up with a little bit of doubt. You're showing up with a little bit of fear. Maybe you're going on a run that is a longer distance than you've ever done before. So now there's a little bit of a fear factor of wondering, can I do this today? Because I'm not really feeling physically as well as I wish I could. So there's those are the little things that can detract from you that are going to start to hold you back. So again, understanding that when you're 100% energetically engaged, sometimes that's a mouthful, right? When you're 100% energetically engaged, you are committed with no doubt, no fear, and nothing is going to hold you back. And total energetic engagement goes beyond attitude and outlook. It also includes taking action to set your intentions in motion. So it means making sure that no matter what it is you're about to do, you are setting that intention and you are setting that focus in motion to be at 100% energetically engaged. So just a question to think about for yourself is, why do you think it's really important to engage and commit 100% of your energy? Think about the last thing you did, or try to, you know, think of something you did recently where, now that I've given you a brief explanation into what this means, where you can look back and you can think about, yeah, I remember, you know, going out on the practice field, or I remember going on the course and I was practicing my putting really, really into it that day, or I wasn't focused on it because I was thinking about the three other things I had to do afterwards, or, the, you know, what happened to me before I stepped in the court, on the field, on the, you know, starting out my run. What do you think not being 100% engaged did to that practice performance? Now that you've heard a little bit of what we've talked about, understanding what it is that you, you know, why it is so important that you would do something like this, that you would want to be really, really engaged, and understanding that it's really, really important to know what it also means to play full out. Because, again, when you're 100% energetically engaged, you're playing full out. You're leaving nothing behind. Nothing will hold you back as you're completely committed to what it is you're doing. So here are a couple of quotes just to sort of give you a little example of some pro athletes who have understood the concept and have played with that 100% engagement is, because they, in order to obviously reach your full potential, you're going to have to play with that engagement. Because if you're not, as I said, we know it's going to deter from your performance. So here's a quote from Larry Bird. I've got a theory that if you give 100% all of the time, somehow things will work out in the end. Now, I know Larry Bird is a little bit of an older player that maybe some of the younger people aren't going to remember, but let's look at that from LeBron James. LeBron James, one of the things, and I don't understand why he gets so much criticism about how he plays, but one of the things I've noticed about LeBron James is when he is on the court, he is 100% on the court. He is giving everything he has. And so, you know, here's Larry Bird, and you've got someone like LeBron James who understand that theory of just giving it all you have. Another great quote by Greg Norman, golfer, is, if you truly want to succeed at golf, business, life, or any endeavor, you have to fully commit to it. And here's another thing. Think about something that you want to do or something that you have that's a hobby of yours, but maybe you really, really wish it was something more than a hobby. Maybe it was something that there's a really, really deep passion for it, and you've thought to yourself, wow, I would love to do this for a living, or I wish I had more time to, you know, to devote to this so I could get more out of myself when I'm doing this activity, because I just really, really love doing this activity. Imagine if that was something and you were able to just even say for a week, give 100% of your efforts to that activity, to that hobby, to that sports endeavor. What it would do for you in being able to, I guarantee, increase your performance, increase your engagement. It would be that kind of thing where your focus would be so dialed in that I guarantee you're going to find that you're going to have, first of all, a higher level engagement, which basically means you're going to be more in focus, you're going to have more confidence, you're going to have more authenticity of what you're going to be doing, which will lead to less distraction, and you're going to probably have more satisfaction out of what it is you're doing, whether it's a photographer or it's someone who does something with crafts or you're an athlete. I guarantee you're going to find that you're going to increase your satisfaction level as well as the product that you then. And here is one more quote, and I wanted to talk about him a little bit today anyway, but it's from Derek Jeter. There may be people that have more talent than you, but there's no excuse for anyone to work harder than you do. And I wanted to bring up Derek Jeter to the first place because this week we had the baseball All-Star game, and he is playing in his final season with the Yankees. And I have to, in all full disclosure, I am a lifelong Red Sox fan. But if I were to ever start a team, it would have been with Derek Jeter, because Derek Jeter is one of those players who every time he has ever stepped on the field, He has absolutely given everything he has. He has absolutely played with integrity, played with professionalism. And I guarantee you, from a standpoint of being 100% energetically engaged, he was right there as well. Because you don't do what he has done over the 20-year career that he has had if you are not there, and when I mean there in quotation marks, if you are not showing up and are not there giving your all 100% of the time. And this week, one of the things that they talked about was whether or not the pitcher, Wainwright, I believe it was, grooved in the first pitch with where Derek Jeter led off with a double to start off the All-Star game. And like Derek said, one of the things, and I love this quote, was he said, whether or not he grooved it or he, you know, laid a big fat one across the plate, I still had to hit it. And that is something that is so true, that, you know, he still had to be focused in what it is he was doing. He had to be able to maybe let some of the nerves slip by him for the fact that he was playing in his final All-Star game, to be able to actually still produce and be able to execute the play of hitting the ball. So Derek Jeter, I think, is another player who is a very, very good example of what it means to be 100% energetically engaged. Now, on the flip side, being able to give a good example of what all this means and what is a what would be sort of the other side of not being engaged is we just finished up with the World Cup, which was, you know, very exciting, and a lot of people were, you know, watching, even non-soccer fans. But one of the things that you can look at as an example of not being 100% engaged was when Brazil was playing Germany, which was touted to be a really, really big match, and, you know, everybody was expecting a great game to be played, and a lot of people were picking Brazil, the host country. It didn't take long where, and I will admit, I was actually watching something else for a few minutes, and I flipped back, and the next thing you know, Brazil was down. The score was 5-0. And what happened was when Germany scored those first couple of goals, Brazil didn't really know how to respond. Brazil showed up in a situation that they were not quite ready for. They are very well known for their defense, and when their defense got punctured and they got scored on so easily, all of a sudden they became disengaged. They disengaged from what it is that they had to do, from the process, from the focus, from the concentration, from staying connected to the game and what it was that they still needed to do in order to manage their performance, in order to continue to fight back, play really well, stay in the game. Those seven goals that got scored against them, prime example of what can happen when you are disengaged from what it is you're doing. Because there's no way a team of that caliber is going to let something like that's not going to happen to them if they are staying and fully engaged in what the process is, as to what it is that they're doing, as to what it is they still need to focus on. You know, I think probably what happened was when they got scored on, there was almost a little bit of a shell shock situation going on, almost a little bit of the why me, and when we talk about this energy level, a little bit of dropping down into level one and level two energy of the, oh my God, I can't believe this just happened to us. There was a little bit of anger that was starting where the players were starting to have a little bit of infighting, a little bit of finger pointing, which is that level two energy. And in that, as I spoke earlier about being 100% engaged, and the higher your energy, the higher your ability to perform well, is once their energy started to drop down into that level one and that level two energy of feeling the, oh my God, I can't believe this just happened to this, or the finger pointing, the anger, the retaliation type of aspect, that energy took away from what it is they were then trying to do, which would have at that point needed to be tighten up the defense, get that ball back up in the front so that they could then try to counterattack and get a goal back or two and be able to stay within the game. But they weren't able to do that, and that is a really, really big example of what happens when you are not 100% engaged in what it is you're doing. So I'd like to just take a quick minute here to take a little break, tell you a little bit about some of the upcoming shows we have here on the Life Coach Radio Network, as well as our sister stations. And what we've got going on here, let's see, today on the Life Coach chat channel, following my show, which is actually a different channel but is one of our sister stations, at 1 p.m. on the Life Coach chat channel, is Transforming Adversity with Danica Treble, Lisa Marie Pep, and Geneva Cohn. And on Sunday, July 20th at 7 p.m. on the International Life Coach Radio Network is Fly Conversation with Annette Johnson, the Fly Coach. And then here on the Life Coach Radio Network, we have on Sunday, July 20th at 9 p.m., Mark My Words with Certified Life and Business Coach Mark Shaw. On Monday, July 21st at 8 p.m., we have Universe Talks with Life Coach Monica Ortiz. And on Tuesday, July 22nd at 8 p.m., is Your Health and Life Transition with Health Coaches Tracy Phillips and Rob Pio. And I hope I said Rob's name correctly. Those are some new coaches to our program here, and I'm so happy to have them be joining us. So those are the shows that we have coming up on our Life Coach Radio Network and our two sister stations, the Life Coach Chat Channel and the International Life Coach Radio Network. So moving on into what it means and what is it about this, you know, level, you know, this engagement. There's levels of engaging, and basically a core dynamics foundation principle that we have is reaching our potential requires full spiritual, emotional, physical, mental, environmental, and social engagement and anabolic energy. So I'll say that again. Reaching our full potential requires full spiritual, emotional, physical, mental, environmental, and social engagement and anabolic energy. And on a later show, I'm going to be getting more into what we call energy influencers, which go into these six pieces that I just talked about, which are spiritual, emotional, physical, mental, environmental, and social energy influencers that actually can affect our performance. Most people only really ever look at the mental aspect and the physical aspect, but there's a lot of things that can draw upon and pull on our energy. And going back just real quickly to the World Cup example with the Brazil team, one of the things that definitely would have been affecting their energy when they were playing would have been a social and environmental from the standpoint of the social and environmental aspect of where it was that they were playing. They were the host country. They were the team expected to win on the home soil. There was all of this expectation to the fact that they're going to be able to win the World Cup at home. So there was the social influence of that. There was the environmental influence of all those people packing those stands, being there to support them and to drive them to victory. And when that didn't happen, when those goals got scored against them, their energy got influenced by those social and environmental components. So like I said, that'll be something we'll get into a little bit more in some different shows. But understanding that the range of engagement that you have does get affected by all these other factors. So there's four areas in regards to the range of engagement. There is the, you know, when we have a standpoint of I won't do it, which comes from a place of we have no power, fear, we have no choice. There's a place of I have to, which is a little bit of force. We're feeling a little bit forced into it, and we feel very limited or to no choice. There's I need to, which comes from a low power standpoint, and we're mostly at choice because, you know, the fact that we feel we need to do this, there is some sense of feeling of choice there. And then there is choose to, which is a high power coming from a high energy, and we are at total choice. Obviously, the statement of choose to speaks to the being in total choice. But those are the four levels of the range of engagement. So when you say I won't do something, you're saying that you have no power, that life happens to you, and that no matter what you do or believe, that you simply cannot and will not engage in what you're asked to do. If you say I have to, you're looking at the short-term perspective. You have to complete the task in front of you or else you're going to experience some dire consequence. You feel forced to do it and that you have very little to do, very little to no choice. You may be engaged, but it's engagement by force. Then there's a third response, which is I need to, which is a more powerful place to come from. But here you at least realize that you have a choice. You understand that you will benefit from doing the task. However, though, your energy is still catabolic because you don't really want to do it. You're engaged, but you're on that limited basis. And then that most powerful place and the only anabolic response is, I choose to. And when you respond this way, you feel you have a complete choice. There's a powerful connection between who you are and what you do. This is where 100% engaged resides. And I think as you listen to those four explanations of them, you can really hear and understand why that would be. Because when you're talking to someone, you're looking and you hear somebody, you know, that says, I won't do something, just in the words, just even saying the words to yourself, I won't, it's very hard to say that with any kind of sense of anabolic engagement, any sorts of anabolic energy, I won't do something, really, just the words alone, you can sort of feel that energy. Same thing with I have to. I have to do this. I have to do that. I have to go to the doctor. I have to go to practice. You know, I have to practice my shooting. You can, again, hear that energy drain in what you're doing. The third response, again, I need to go practice today. I need to go on my 5-mile run. I need to go buy some, you know, new sneakers so that when I do run, my legs won't hurt anymore. It still, again, comes from that catabolic place, but again, it's a little bit more from a little bit greater sense of power. But when you're speaking from that, I choose to do this, I already automatically think to myself, oh, God, I can't wait to get on the practice course. I can't wait to go practice my putting. I can't wait to get out today and practice my 3-point shot. I'm choosing to get out there. I'm choosing to make sure that whatever I do today, I'm going to get better. So remember that you don't have to play a sport. You don't need to either. Sports are a choice. So you really, really want to enjoy the process. And as I said before, this translates to anything. Think about anything it is that you're doing. Think about those words, I have to do this, I need to do this, versus I choose to do this. And one of the things you can do for yourself is just pick one thing, whatever it is you choose, whatever it is you want, pick one thing, and for the next day, next 24 hours, and because we're not even going to start out in a week, for the next 24 hours, I want you to put the words, I choose to do this today, what you're about to do, and catch yourself. Find out if you start to use the words of I have to or I need to. And if you are, take a look at what it is you're doing. And then see, can you put the words I choose to that activity? But also find an activity for yourself that you have that you absolutely can put those words I choose to. And just play with that for a little bit. Play with that for, like I said, 24 hours, couple days. Keep maybe a little bit of a journal with you so you can keep track of it. And one of the things you can do, why I say to keep track of it, is because after a couple of days, go back, reread, write down some of the notes you wrote down about these when you use the need to, have to, versus choose to language for yourself. And see how that energy feels when you reread it. Because sometimes when you're in the moment, you may not catch it. But when you do reread it, when you do go back and look at it again, you're going to be able to see and feel where and how that energy shows up for yourself. So if you are an athlete or you're someone who's getting ready to go do something with respect to how you usually practice or play, you know, look at it from that standpoint. Look at the choose to. Look at how you can bring that anabolic energy to what it is you're about to do. And take notice to that, like I said, and take notice to what it is you can do to sort of increase that anabolic energy for yourself and increase that engagement. So understanding, again, that what we're doing and how we're doing this, you need to bring an intention to what it is you're doing. If you don't know where you're going, then how are you going to know when you get there? The quote by Bruce Schneider is just that. If you don't know where you're going, how will you know when you get there? By Bruce Schneider. An intention is a message you give to yourself about what you're planning to do. When you have a strong intention, you can commit 100% of your energy to the task or goal because intention leads to a powerful action. think about what you want most, whether it's personally or professionally, whether it's something athletically related, something hobby related, anything. Just think about what you want most personally and professionally. Now imagine that it has already happened. You've already accomplished that goal. You're already there. And write about how you got to that point that you want to be at. So you're envisioning, you're imagining, you've already got there. Write about what it is you've learned and how and why you're different. What is it about you that is different that got you to where you wanted to go? It's just another little exercise you can do for yourself. Something else you can also do for yourself is if you're getting ready to, get out on the practice course, whether it's you're golfing, you're going to go for a run, jump on the bike, you're going to be practicing your shooting, whatever it is you're about to do, clearly write out your intention for that next practice session. And then if possible, if you have the ability to do this, if this is something where you're sort of practicing on your own instead of maybe a team practice, before each move, just quickly decide, and set a clear intention for what you're about to do. Just make it short and simple. So an example might be, and this is an example of the incorrect way to set the intention, but is I'll make sure that I look to the left and right to see where all the players are. Then I'm going to use my leg power to make a perfect pass of the soccer ball. And that's going to be just too much for yourself. The correct way to look at this is, for this play, I'm going to be fully present. So the difference here is the first one is I'm going to look to my left, I'm going to look to the right, I'm going to see where the players are, then I'm going to use my leg power to make a perfect pass, and on and on and on and on. That is more of the skill set and more it is what you're going to do versus for this play I'm going to be fully present and I'm going to give everything I have to make sure that what I'm doing is fully focused. So that's a way you can set a clear intention for what you're about to do. It's not about setting necessarily a result to the action. It is about setting an intention to the action. So that's just something you can do there as well, a little bit exercise. And a couple other things that go with being 100% energetically engaged is commitment. You have to be fully committed to be fully engaged. So 100% engagement requires that you commit to whatever it is you're about. Commitment is not looking back or having your energy split by doubt or worry. It's not questioning whether you have the right technique or skill level. It's not thinking about what happened or will happen. When you truly commit to do something, you don't give yourself an option to turn around and run or play the what-if game. What if this doesn't work or what if that doesn't work? Maybe I'll hold back a little bit here, hold back a little bit there. That is actually level one thinking. When we don't fully engage, when we're not fully committed, we hold ourselves back because then there's less disappointment if it doesn't quite work out. But when you are fully committed, when you are fully engaged, there is no holding back. There are no what ifs to what you're about to do. Being 100% energetically engaged means being absolutely committed. You can't have one without the other. Commitment brings full engagement. Full engagement requires commitment. And this also requires one of the other disciplines that we have, which is fearlessness and confidence. Fearlessness and confidence are going to allow you to be 100% energetically engaged. And it's going to allow you to become free of any doubt and worry that's going to hold you back. So another little thing you can do for yourself, think about what does commitment mean to you? How committed are you to practicing and performing at your very best? And understand this, most people will say, yeah, I'm really committed to being my best. I really want to be the best. I really want to be my best. But there's a big, big difference between I really want to be my best and being fully committed to what it's going to take to become your best. So there's a real fine line there to understand. We all want great things for ourselves. We all want to be successful in what it is we're doing, but there's a big difference between wanting being fully engaged, fully committed to do what it's going to take to make those things happen. So you think about what does commitment mean to you? How committed are you to practicing and performing at your best? And then if you're not fully committed, because that might come up for you, what's holding you back? Is it fear? Is it doubt? Is it a sense of I don't think I really am ever going to make it. That right there is going to hold you back from being fully committed. Is it, you know, something in your work life that's holding you back from doing what it is in your, you know, in your personal time? Maybe, again, with something you'd like to pursue with a little bit more intention. You know, and how committed are you before you go to make a move or a play? Are you really, really engaged in what it is you're about to do? And taking a little step back here, and what are some of the steps you can take to make yourself be more fully engaged and more fully committed? As I said earlier, look at something that you're about to do over the next 24, 48 hours and keep track of the language you're using. Are you using have to, need to, versus choose to? And finding out what maybe are some of the roadblocks that are coming up for you so that you're not being fully engaged. What gets in the way of that commitment in that moment? So now we've talked a little bit about intention. We've talked about commitment. And then the other thing is accountability. What you say you will do and answering to someone about that. Having someone to be accountable for helps you remain at a high level of engagement, a high level of energetic engagement. One of the great things about life coaching, and this is one of the things I'm very, very passionate about, why I love it so much, is one of the things coaches do is we keep you accountable. We hold you accountable. That is one of the big keys, is holding you accountable to what it is you're saying you're going to do. And then also being a person who partners with you to make sure, you know, walks side by side with you to help hold you accountable and then help work with you if you're having trouble in that accountability. So, quick question here to think about. With 10 being nothing will stop you from doing what you say you will do, and 1 is you've completely fallen off the scale, on a scale of 1 to 10, where are you on the scale of 1 to 10 in being 100% energetically engaged? With 10 being nothing will stop you from doing what you say you will do, where are you on that scale of 1 to 10? And then why did you pick that number, and what does it say about you? And understand when you look at that interpretation, what does it say about you? Don't go beat yourself up. Don't look at it from a standpoint of if maybe the answer was a 4. Don't go to that place of self-sabotage and being because I stink and all these negative catabolic words. Use it as a tool to learn from. Look at why it is maybe you gave yourself a number that was lower than maybe you expected, and really, really take a look at that. And that's, again, something if you want help with and looking at all these different components that we're bringing up with is something that I absolutely could also help you with within this core performance dynamics program. But ask yourself, who will help hold you accountable? Because that is one thing that's really, really important in anything it is that you're doing is I will bet you if you take a look at stuff you have done, and I hear people say this a lot of times, when I have somebody that I have to answer to, when I'm doing something that affects other people, we make sure it gets done. When it's something for ourselves, we can let it slide. And you usually will see that sometimes in regards to if we're going on a bike ride. And that's why we say a lot of times when you're going to be working out with somebody, find a partner to work out with because then you answer to each other. You have an appointment with each other. When it's just yourself and it's time to go practice or it's time to go out for that run or it's time to do whatever it is you were going to do, but it's just you, all of a sudden the phone rings, you answer the phone, you're on the phone for 45 minutes, now you've just lost your window of opportunity to go do what it is you were going to do. Maybe you were going to sit down and work out a nutrition plan for yourself. You were going to write out what it is you were going to eat for the week so you could start eating better, so you could be fueling your body a little bit better. But something gets in the way of that, and now the week has gone, you know, that you've lost that time you were going to do that, and now you've lost a whole another week of being able to eat better, fuel your body better, take care of yourself better, because you didn't have anybody holding you accountable. You were just answering to yourself. That's why it's really, really important to have somebody who you can work with in partnership to help hold you accountable. So just going back here, recapping a little bit quickly in regards to this, you know, being 100% energetically engaged, you know, understanding the differences. Like I said, I went very, very quickly over the difference between anabolic and catabolic energy. In order to be 100% energetically engaged, you have to be coming from a place of anabolic energy. You have to release as much of the catabolic energy as you can. You have to absolutely be in a place of anabolic energy to be 100% energetically engaged. And just remembering that when you are 100% energetically engaged, you are willing, able, you are bought in, and you're motivated to do whatever it is you're about to do. And understanding it's about playing full out. It's looking at your levels of engagement versus which are the I won't, I have to, I need to versus choose to. Looking at doing that exercise for yourself, what are you doing right now? What are you choosing to do for yourself versus the need to's and have to's? It's also, again, looking at the intentions that you're setting, making sure you're giving yourself a plan about what it is you're to do, and that you're setting a strong intention, a strong commitment to yourself, to the goal at hand, which is going to lead to powerful action. Intentions lead to powerful action. It's also about being fully committed, which, again, the two go hand in hand. Being committed gives you full engagement. It requires you to commit to whatever it is you're about to do. It's not about looking back or having your energy split by doubt or worry. So it's commitment. And then again, it's also accountability. It's doing what you say you will do and answering to someone about that. And that's where, again, I encourage you to partner up with someone, whether it's a coach, a friend, a family member, someone who is going to help hold you accountable to what it is you are saying you're going to do. I highly recommend a coach because one of the things, again, that we do when we work with our clients is we are not your friends, we're not your family, we are totally objective, we are totally there for you. We don't bring in any of our opinions or agenda to what it is you're about going to do. And one of the things that's really important to understand is what you are doing when you work with a coach doesn't affect me or my life. But sometimes when you rely on a friend or a family member, some of the things you're trying to do, their lives could be affected too. So they may not always, whether it's done even subconsciously, they may not always be coming from a place of wanting to see you change, because if you change, their lives might change. So that's why having a coach can be so beneficial to you, because a coach is going to help you with that accountability. So again, 100% energetically engaged. It's about looking at your level of engagement, playing full out, coming from a place of choose to, being 100% committed, setting a really strong intention to what you're about to do, and keeping yourself accountable. So as I said, this was one of just the 10 core disciplines that we have within the Core Performance Dynamics program, which is just such an incredible program. I'm so excited to be a part of it. And as I pardon the pun, you know, really feel this is going to be a game changer, because there's a lot of work out there in regards to working on our mental game and things like this, but this takes it deeper. This goes into our energy. This goes to things that we are able to control that's not only going to help you in your athletic performance, but it's going to help you in your everyday life. It's going to help you understand how you're showing up. You know, one of the things right now, we've also got the British Open that's taking place. And this morning, there was a perfect example of how being energetically engaged and how understanding your energy and the energy influencers, which I briefly mentioned, which we'll get more into later, really, really affect us, are the fact that the weather conditions over there are they change hour by hour. And they were talking about the fact that the players are going to really, really going to have to trust what decisions it is they're making and just go for whatever it is they decide on versus pondering over their club decisions and doubting and overthinking every little play and shot, because otherwise they're going to have a very, very long round. They're going to have a lot of ups and downs. And there again, when that doubt shows up, when you second-guess yourself, in those moments you aren't 100% engaged. You're not fully committed to the shot you're about to take. So one of the things in watching the British Open that I noticed is Phil Mickelson, who I love, one of my favorite players, was really, really pressing and struggling a little bit because he was doubting one of the clubs he used. And sure enough, he stepped up to one of the holes. There was a lot of wind. He took the shot, And the next thing you know, the first thing you could hear some of the things he was saying, and he was like, "I knew I shouldn't have used that club. I really didn't believe in that club when I stepped to the tee." So he has already made the shot, and now he's already beating himself up because of the club he chose. And that's, again, speaking to that fact of that full commitment, that being fully engaged in whatever it is you're doing in that moment, not second-guessing or doubting anything you're about to do. So realize as you head out there in the next few weeks and you're looking at this playing from a place of harm set engagement, like I said, do that exercise. Pick something that you're about to do for a couple of days and look at it from a choose-to standpoint versus a need-to or have-to. Look at the body language you put to it. Look at the language you use to it. Take some notes. Journal from it. A few days later, go back and look at it. So you really start to understand and see and learn what it means to be 100% engaged. Learn what it means and see where it's showing up for you, where you are versus where you aren't. And I guarantee you, you're going to start to see a little bit of a shift in some of the things you're doing. And you may find also there's going to be some things you're doing that maybe you're going to choose now not to do, or you're going to shift how you then do them or how you show up or how you set them to the intention behind what it is you're about to do. So as always, I can never believe how quickly this time goes when I do my different shows here. And I just want to thank all of you for joining me here today and being a listener on being engaged. And I hope while you were listening to this, you were 100% energetically engaged. But if you weren't, because I understand today there's a lot of different things we have going on our plate, I encourage you, this was recorded, so you will have the opportunity to come back and listen to it. And even if you're only able to listen for 15, 20 minutes at a time, listen to the first 15, 20 minutes. If you can be 100% engaged in that listening so that you're not distracted, so that you are able to be present in the moment with what it is you're doing. And I hope you learned something today, and I hope that you were able to take something away from today that maybe you didn't know beforehand, or maybe it was something you already knew, and I was able to just enhance that and able to have you hear something a little bit differently or just reinforce a lesson for you. And because that's what I love to do. I love working with people, find something new about themselves, maybe help them take themselves to a new level, a new place, a new sense of learning. So before we go today, I just want to, again, remind you of the shows we have coming up. Following me on the Life Coach Chat channel today at 1 o'clock is Transforming Adversity with Danica Treble, Lisa Marie Pep, and Geneva Cohn. On Sunday, July 20th, on the International Life Coach Radio Network is Fly Conversation with Annette Johnson, the Fly Coach. And on the Life Coach Radio Network on Sunday, July 20th at 9 p.m., I have Mark My Words with Certified Life and Business Coach Mark Shaw. And on Monday, July 21st at 8 p.m., Universe Talks with Life Coach Monica Ortiz. And on Tuesday, July 22nd at 8 p.m., Your Health and Life Transition with Healing Coaches Tracy Phillips and Rob Pio. So again, I'd like to thank you for joining me here today. I will again be on the radio August 1st at noon. Again, I am on the first and third Friday of each month at noon Eastern Standard Time. And if you would like more information or like to find out more about the Core Performance Dynamics program that I'm doing and could help you with, or if you'd like just some general life coaching, whether it's in transition, leadership coaching, anything it is you'd like, I could help you with. And you can reach me at, or more information about me on my website at coachmandy.com. You can also email me at mandy@coachmandy.com. I can also be reached at my Facebook page at Inner Winning Coaching. And I also have a Twitter account at Life Coach Mandy. So again, that's coachmandy.com is my website. My email is mandy@coachmandy.com. I'm on Facebook at Inner Winning Coaching and also on Twitter at Life Coach Mandy. I'd love to have you join me, follow me, or any of the above, send me an email. And again, if there's anything I could help you with, whether it's in your athletic performance, somewhere in your business, or just in your everyday life, I would love to be your inner winning coach, help you reach that full potential and ignite that inner greatness that you have inside of you and bring out that full potential. So again, thank you for joining me today, and I look forward to being back here with you August 1st at noon. And as we get into more topics in regards to core performance, core disciplines, energy influencers, and all those great things that can help us be our best. Thank you again. Have a great day, a great weekend, and I will see you on August 1st. Take care.